Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ken, didn't we just have Belching Beaver in the studio?
I can't remember.
Honestly, I've drank since then, so I might have forgotten as well. Memory, what's that?
Memory loss.
It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy with me, as always, our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. And yeah, I do remember now. We had you on right around Thanksgiving. So.
Yes, we did. That was actually last year.
Confirmed.
Yeah.
You haven't stopped since the last time we talked to you. There's more beers, more stuff flowing out of Belching Beaver. We're going to talk about some of that tonight. But, you know, it's a program where we drink beer. Troy, Tom, and Danielle. And are we starting off with a beer? I thought we were going to start off with a seltzer. What is this thing?
It's a colorful drink.
It looks like an IPA.
I was going to say, almost. This looks like a session IPA.
Session hazy?
Session hazy.
Just actually a seltzer.
This does not look like a... claw.
Because it's not.
The last time you brought a seltzer, Troy, it was the raspberry, I believe.
Raspberry blackberry.
And one of the things that I think you told me stuck with me the most was the fact that you're not taking shortcuts with this. This isn't just sugar, water, inoculate the flavor. You're actually using the fruit in the fermentation process to help get the flavor behind it, right?
100%, yeah. Real fruit.
The proof is in the pudding right there, because when you poured me a seltzer, expected it to be clear.
Yeah.
This looks like almost like a Berliner Weiss color.
Very much so, yeah. Like an unfiltered IPA with very little copper tone to it at all.
The good news on this guy is you could slam almost a 12-pack.
I just slammed what I had in my glass. Is there more?
Yeah. Of course. We didn't bring 24 of these for nothing.
This is seasonal, so you're gonna have this for the time being.
This is going to be year-round for us, full-time, and we're coming out
this
swinging.
This one or seltzers
this
in general?
This is full-time, and seltzers in general are full-time. We're hoping to get them out there in front of the public. It's kind of the way of, you know, the new drinker. They're looking at carbs, they're looking at what's going into their body, and you know,
this is like no other hard seltzer I have had in that it is not disappointing, it is not empty, it doesn't taste artificial.
No,
it tastes full, natural, satisfying. It is amazing.
You know what, I don't get the aftertaste on this one, because I'll have a few claws and you'll get that taste of almost like Virginia Slims and shame.
It's gross. It's a gross.
It's like a medicinal.
I don't feel gross. I don't feel guilty. In fact, I feel like I want to dance to this song.
Right. I'm right
as
here,
as we start
baby.
Tonight's program on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour at Belching Beaver. More to come next. It's Alt 94.9. As Troy does his best impersonation of Chris Farley impersonating Darth Vader, we get back to what we do on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's Alt 94.9. Troy, can you do it for me just one more time?
Luke, I am your father.
That's right. We're drinking with Belching Beaver. You can tell we're two in and already far from home.
Oh, my goodness.
Troy, Tom, and Danielle joining us, and we just finished off their hard seltzer, a passion fruit and guava. I forgot to ask you because I was so caught up and what we were drinking. I can find that at BevMo. Do I have to go to you to get it? Where can I get my hands on more of those cans?
You can find that at all of our tasting rooms. Find it at most of your BevMos, if not all of them by now. And then you'll find it at different retailers here and there. If you don't find it at your local 7-Eleven, ask for it.
This next one I know is something that we definitely have to go to you to get, because this is a tap room only release.
As of right now, just in our tasting rooms. And we have 5 locations here locally. 2 in Vista, 1 in Oceanside, and then North Park and Ocean Beach as well, which people don't really know about.
Okay, so now tell me about this beer that you've poured out.
Whammy. So this beer is a single IPA coming in at 6.5%. We threw in a ton of toasted coconut. That's pretty much the primary flavor that you're going to get, and then it's going to end with that hoppy pineapple tropical dankness.
It's a callback.
If anybody remembers our old school
Great Lay 2.0.
This is kind of a version of it.
Go out on a limb here and take this one on. I would say this is better than Great Lay, because where Great Lay was very pineapple forward, I get equal parts coconut to pineapple with this.
And not only that, but the coconut has that distinctive toastiness to it that is amazing. Counterbalancing the pineapple sweetness. Over the board.
Take a break. We come back. Something that is very
over the boat
for Ken next on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's all 94.9. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on all 94.9. It's Jeremy along with our San Diego Indie Beer Evangelist, Ken Wright. Troy, Tom, and Danielle from Belching Beaver in the studio just wrapped up SPF 30. This beer, definitely, if you're in a Belching Beaver tasting room, try IPA, coconut, pineapple. Get out of here. Started off with the hard seltzer, their passion fruit and guava. And now we move on to a double IPA.
This is a 100% Mosaic double IPA. It is our best-selling double IPA that we pretty much make throughout the year. If you know anything about our brewery, we brew some really great doubles. Thomas has won Alpha King quite a few times.
Yeah, he has, actually.
It's an easy drinker. It's kind of a sneaker.
There's something about Mosaic hops that hides alcohol. This has more alcohol than a single IPA. It's got more malt, more body, but it doesn't feel that way when you drink it. This feels like drinking a session IPA. At what percent?
8.8%.
We selected this year, our mosaics that we initially selected weren't our favorites, so we went on a hop tour afterwards, and at the end of the hop tour, we were on a drying floor where there's a mountain of hops in front of you, and Troy and I were like grabbing these hops out of the pile and doing rubs on them and just being like, wow, these are amazing, and we were like, what hops are these? And they said mosaics, and Troy's like, we want these ones right here. And dude, so we call up our rep, and they're like, sorry. No one's ever done this before. We don't.
Doesn't work this way.
Let me clarify this. You were presented with Mosaic Pile A, and you
said. Oh, we were presented with like five random Mosaic piles. Yeah. From Bales, they tell you what you're doing, and they give you this compressed brick, which kind of looks like a bunch of compressed chronic, you know?
Okay.
In a jar, you dump it out. We use a grinder to grind this stuff up, and then you can really get the aromas, and it's amazing. But for Mosaic, you really want that super tropical blueberry dankness. Yeah. Pineapple, all that stuff that you want in the hop. Yeah, on the hop tour.
Yeah.
We walk in this room and instantly get blasted with like the best aromas. And
that's,
it was like,
that's what you wanted.
The pile, this mountain of hops, was almost exactly our allotted poundage.
15,000 pounds. Yeah. And the hop pile was.
It's like two stories tall.
Just 40 pounds over what our contract was. So we took the entire thing in the one extra box.
Yeah. Blueberry muffins.
Blueberry.
Muffins.
Blueberries. Muffins.
Stop it. I can't imagine with that many pounds of hops. This is seasonal. Get it now, and then it's gone by April.
It's gone.
It's already pretty much gone.
Stop. Wait, hold on.
Hold on.
You will not do this to me.
You can still find it at tasting rooms. You can still find it at some of your local stores here and there.
So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to play this, and then I'm going to have an off-air conversation about getting a hookup, and then we'll talk about this later. It's a Rock and Roll Happy Hour, 94.9. You know, I can learn so much by sitting across from Tom, but I think drinking and learning from Tom is probably the best combination and the best way to do it. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9, drinking with Belching Beaver, Tom, Troy, and Danielle on some of their amazing beers like the Mosaic Double IPA, which if you see, there's cans, don't hesitate. Get that beer. We've also had the SPF 30. We started off with the hard seltzer, the passion fruit and guava. Now, I covered this earlier on the week for Who's Tapping What. You guys took over Churchill's along with Revision Brewing because somehow you guys managed to get tied up with them in a collaboration. A beer called To Dream. This is their version of it?
Yes. This is their New England hazy style IPA. I was just up there, but we're doing a brew in there. Just started chipping it out. It just hit.
May I ask, where is Revision? Are they in NorCal?
Revision is in technically Sparks, but they're right.
Oh, Nevada.
That whole area is like really close knit together. Yeah. So they call it the Budget Vegas. It's definitely cheaper, but there's some really cool things happening in Reno.
How did this union come about? You guys were bumming in Vegas, decided to go visit Revision, and you know, magic happened.
No, well, it's actually kind of the opposite. I myself and the owner of the company, Tom. I've always loved Knee Deep's beers, and Jeremy Warren founded Knee Deep with his partner. They eventually split up, and then in the last couple of years, he started Revision on his own, and they've just been putting out the same level of like amazing IPAs that we've always loved from them. So Tom's always like, why don't we make this beer just like this Knee Deep or this Revision IPA? And I'm like, oh man, let's give it a shot. And then Jeremy shows up when they launched the brand at Tavern, which is our restaurant in Vista, and we hung out and had some beers together. He loved what I was doing. I loved what he's doing. So we set up this collab together.
So who brewed it first?
The initial batch was actually done about a year ago at Tavern on our 10-barrel system.
Wow.
And then we scaled it to the production brewery, which is Melty Hops, but this one was initially brewed just this year. So this is a brand new beer for sure.
It's everything I want from a hazy IPA. Easy drinking, great aroma. I mean, yeah. Do you remember the hops that you put in this on their version to Dream?
It's Samba, Citra, Mosaic, and there's some Motueka. And like you said, drinkability is key. There's tons of different fruits in here. It's kind of hard to name them all, but yeah, it's a great beer for sure. They knocked it out of the park.
So now you took this and then moved it into your beer that you did at Belching Beaver. We're going to take a break, play a song to go with this, and we're going to continue the conversation with that next on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's Alt 94.9. Yeah. This story went from murky to clear, but it's not any clearer in my brain. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour at Alt 94.9. Drinking with Belching Beaver tonight. We just had a collaboration beer they did with Revision to Dream, a hazy IPA, and some other choice beers also in there. But we're ending with your version of it, and from can to glass. Troy, Tom, Danielle, I'll let either of you take this. What just happened? Because we were talking about the hazy IPA you made in Sparks, Nevada with Revision, and then you come to San Diego and it becomes this.
It's clear.
We actually made this beer before the hazy, initially a year ago. The whole thing was, I love Revision's West Coast style IPAs. They won, I think, gold for IPA and double IPA at World Beer Cup one year. And then we had won, you know, a few Alpha Kings. So we got together and we're like, let's do a West Coast style.
He says it like it's nothing.
Start.
Yeah.
That's where it kind of started out. And they were launching San Diego. So when he came down here to do that, he was hanging out with me and he came back again to promote the brand, and we did a 10 barrel batch together, and we ended up scaling it up this year to this release. So this is a Citra, Simcoe, Azaka, and Cashmere, which are, you know, like, it has like a piney, Cashmere, very citrusy kind of flavor to it. It's like fancy, clean, drinkable beer. We love those kinds of styles of beers, even though it's an 8.8%.
Yeah, so it's clean and drinkable, but you mentioned 8.8, almost 9%.
For some reason, my eyes are crossing.
Well, that'll happen when you go three back-to-back IPAs.
Especially, dude, I feel fine. I don't know what you guys are talking about. I feel great.
Ken, you look like the can of this beer. Speaking of, it's got this cool artwork on it.
I like to play with dollies.
Ken is subtly mentioning that the both can artworks are based off the artwork
Schmelty.
Salvador Dali, who has some really surreal melty clocks and things like that. So we did a melty hops.
All right, so you have these two amazing beers with the amazing artwork that Ken really, 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 really loves. If we want to drink these, where can we find them?
You can always find them at our tasting room, as always. All five of our locations, please look us up, belchingbeaver.com, all that good stuff. We also will be doing a O'Brien's as well as a Regal Beagle. We're going to do a pulled pork special with it, as well as you can play Pin the Tail on the Beaver. So it'll be a good time.
Whoa, goodness. Yeah. There are children listening.
I specifically made some good time games. And then the 12th, we will do a O'Brien's release on their Wing Wednesday. We'll have both of our beers on draft for you, not only the Melty Hops, but also the To Dream and a couple other beers from Belching Beaver and Revision.
You know, here's the good news, that O'Brien's is just down the road that way, and we are out of time, which means we're going to wrap this up with this song right here. We're going to go to O'Brien's and drink some more beer.
No, we're going to keep spinning this can of Melty Hops around. You keep spinning it and looking at it, and it gets better. Better.
Next Friday, 7 o'clock for more craft beer on Alt 94.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.